It's Paul Smolin, M.D., your PEDcast host, bringing you informative and entertaining knowledge on a wide range of parenting and child health topics. You have parenting questions, he has answers. And here is your PEDcast host, Dr. Paul Smolin.
Welcome. Doc Smo here from Studio 1E in Charlotte, North Carolina. Thanks for joining me today. I developed PEDcast to help parents navigate a myriad of parenting topics ranging from infancy to graduation. In these PEDcasts, I express general observations and opinions that I have developed over a generation of pediatric practice and parenting. I am not providing medical judgments or advice. Let's talk kids with today's topic. Thanks for joining me today. This is Dr. Paul Smolin. We have a little change of pace today. We're going to have a guest that I'm going to interview. Her name is Ann Gesner. She's a very experienced pediatric nurse practitioner, and she also happens to be my editor for this blog. And I thought, since she has a lot of pediatric experience, as well as being a certified lactation consultant and spending a lot of time with very young babies, I thought we'd get her input about coming home from the hospital with a newborn. So today's topic is going to be the first week at home with your newborn. Hey, Ann, how you doing?
Hi, how are you? Thank you for having me on your PEDcast.
Oh, thank you so much for joining us today. I thought we talk about the first week of life when babies are only a few days old. And I thought I'd like to get your opinion about what you think it's like to be a newborn baby.
Wow, that's a great question. I do get to spend time with newborns and see them, and they're pretty amazing. Just think about what it's like to be them. Before they're born, they're inside of mom in a nice environment where all their needs are met. All their food is provided for them. They can hear things, but their ears are pretty stuffy with fluids. They can't hear a lot, but they do hear mom's sounds, talking, and music, and they might hear dad talking, and they get a lot of noise in their environment, so they can be lulled to sleep. And then they're introduced to the world in a very difficult way. They come out in a bone-lined tunnel, taking a couple hours to come out. All of a sudden, they're introduced to lights and sounds and touch and smell and all these new sensations they've never had to deal with before. When I think of it, I think about them getting a headache. I get a headache thinking about it. And I also think about the little baby who may need more medical treatment or more medical intervention, and I'm sure they're exposed to a lot more stimuli than another baby would be. Their reflexes do protect them. They go back to mom, to mom's worn belly, and remember that mom is equipped to help them deal with this new sensory environment. She helps them to adjust to their new world, providing them with a dose of colostrum. And after that good first feeding, mom and baby get very sleepy. And this helps calm the baby and the mom after the big event. Okay, then the first few days in the hospital with your new baby, you'll have lots of helpers, visitors, your dad will be there, you'll be learning how to take care of your baby, but you have somebody as backup just to help you, just in case you need help or need to take a nap or need to take a shower. And then you go home, and all of a sudden, you are in charge of this baby. And what? I have to take care of this baby? It's okay to be scared.
Yeah, well, let me tell you this amazing story, and you won't be so scared about taking a newborn home anymore. Back in 1985, back when Ann was playing with her Barbies and playing soccer, she was so young, there was this tremendous earthquake in Mexico City. And one of the buildings that tumbled was one of the oldest hospitals in the city. And it took, unfortunately, about 7 days. It was 7 days for the rescue workers to get into the hospital. They had to have cranes and move heavy concrete blocks. And unfortunately, when they got into the hospital, all of the older people, all the adults had died, but all of the newborns were fine. These babies had not been touched for 7 days. No food, No heat, no cool, no attention. 7 days. They call them the miracle babies. So if they can survive 7 full days in a hospital without being touched, babies can basically survive probably anything. So don't be scared of taking your newborn home. They're really tough.
Wow, that's amazing. How sad and how amazing they found those babies after all that time. They survived.
Yeah, they're still tough.
Wow. And then we'll talk about next, the first night home, what to expect. The first night home, the baby starts getting hungry because after a couple of days, their tummies start emptying out and they start realizing what this is like to be hungry. And then they come out on a schedule of being more awake during the night and more asleep during the day. And that's because during the day with mom, they would ride around in mom's tummy and be nice and rocked and be sleepy. And then at night, they would wake up. And my own oldest child would kick me so hard at 2 o'clock in the morning with his running legs that I had to tell him to stop. He was used to being awake at night. So he came home like that. Home is much quieter, very different, and mom and dad are probably physically and emotionally exhausted from this experience, and I don't blame you. And now they're in charge and sometimes real scared of their new role as parents.
Yeah. Do you think babies are all the same when they first come home from the hospital?
Oh, absolutely not. I think that from the very beginning, we're all given our own set of personality and different temperaments. I think that's evident from the very beginning. If you ask parents with a few different children, they'll each tell you that each of their children has a different personality and temperament, and it was evident from the very beginning. And that's our jobs as parents to figure that out. Also, you have to remember there are environmental influences that can affect the way a baby is in the first couple weeks, depending on their maturity of when they're born. If the mother's health was good or bad or something wasn't quite right or the baby was sick after they were born, that can make a difference in the way that they act too. Jaundice can make them very sleepy. Prematurity can make feeding issues very hard sometimes. But after a couple of weeks, these things can usually be overcome.
Yeah, absolutely. I think babies certainly have temperaments, and we have to work with their natural temperament. But I think also babies seem to come home with a set of circumstances that they like. Like, some of them like it really noisy. They like when other kids are running around and screaming and yelling. Others, that would drive them absolutely bananas. They want it quiet. They want control. Some like them hot. Some like it cold, as they say. So I do think babies are very different, different temperamentally, as well as things that pacify them from the very get-go. Well, let me ask you this, Anne. How do you think that babies communicate with their moms?
Well, babies are very interesting. This has been a really fun teaching point in my practice. Babies do cry, but crying is really hard to read or differentiate at this point. Later, it'll be easier to read them, and they cry differently, but now they just kind of cry, so it's hard to tell what they need sometimes. It's really important to realize when your baby is hungry and to recognize early feeding cues of hunger, which can be lip smacking. They may root their head around back and forth. They may try to find their fingers and suck on their fingers, and they'll kind of look around for where did mom go, I'm hungry. That's easier to feed them when they're in that sign. A mad baby, this is a late feeding sign. Mad babies are crying. Their tongue is actually elevated up when they're crying. Their feet and legs are drawn in. They're tensed. They need to be calmed down first before they're able to eat. When they're full, they'll look relaxed. Their arms will relax. Their eyes will be glassy, kind of looking around, but not tensed up like they were before. And this is really a fun time to look at them sometimes because they can be engaged with you. In the first couple of days, if they're crying, I probably would assume that they're hungry. A baby who is really hungry will not be soothed any other way usually.
Well, here's what I look for, Ann. I like to, I made up this little rule, what I call the rule of fours. And if a baby's needs are being met in the first week, they generally have what I call golden poop, the baby who laid the golden poop by the fourth day of life, remember the number four, and they'll wet about every 4 hours. So if those two things are happening, baby's intake is probably good, their needs are being met, and I think things are on a good track.
Yeah, I totally agree to look at those things. And also to look at your baby and learn to read them by looking at what they're telling you with their body.
That old body language thing again. Okay, Anne, I have one final question for you. If you were going to generalize about how babies act when they're first brought home from the hospital during that first week of life, how would you describe them?
Well, when babies come home, they are so sleepy. They had a very hard experience being born and learning all these new things that they have to deal with. They sleep up to 20 hours a day and have a couple of brief awake periods. Sometimes they'll sleep a four-hour period once during the day where they just cannot be woken up. They are just so tired. The rule is just make sure they're eating at least every 3 hours or 8 times a day, with some babies needing to eat more, and that's okay too. But we say every 3 just to get in the 8 feedings in a 24-hour period. When they do cry, they do like the womb situation being replicated. By that, I mean being swaddled, movement, some white noise like the static on the radio or vacuum cleaners, the old tried and true classic to try to calm them down. They like to have that sound that they had inside the womb. And babies will cry, even if you try everything for them sometimes. They will have bad and good days. And it does increase about 2 weeks after their due date. They will start crying more. And this is very normal.
What do you mean? I'm going to bring a quiet baby home and then they're going to start crying all the time? Is that what you're telling me, Anne?
No, they'll have periods where they cry. If the baby's crying all day long, you need to talk to your pediatrician. But they will have crying periods. I had no idea until I had a baby that this would happen.
Well, babies are all different. We know that. So hopefully you're going to get the world's greatest baby when you come home, right?
Right.
That's it for today's PEDcast. Hopefully you got a little more insight into what babies experience in the first week of life. Certainly, this is a very stressful time for both babies and parents, but also a really joyous time. So try to kick back and relax and enjoy. Lean on your friends and family. They can be of great help. A lot of them have been through having newborns and are very experienced with little babies. Well, Dr. Paul Smolin and Ann Gesner, recording in Charlotte from beautiful Studio 1E. Check out my blog, docsmo.com. There's lots of topics there for you to explore, and I try to put a new one on every week. Please feel free to leave comments. I'd like to hear what you're thinking, and if I find them useful, I will post them for others to read. This is Ann and Paul wishing your baby is serene and that you, as parents, will be keen. I want to thank the following people for their contributions to this PEDcast: Seth Jaffe for his creative editing, Sarah Smolin for her digital editing and photography, Wendy Smolin for her legal counsel, Ann Gesner for her content editing, and Ben Smolin, Jerome Moof, and Robert Beezer for producing this phenomenally beautiful music that you're listening to. Thanks, guys.